This is KLCC News. I'm Claude Offenbacher. The Euphoria Chocolate Company of Eugene was founded in 1980 by Bob Burry and his wife, Sue Subbott. They're retiring, having just sold the business to Van Glass, a software executive, and his wife, Bonnie. Bob and Van, seller and buyer, join us to discuss Euphoria and all things chocolate. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Bob, tell us how and why you began the company you're leaving behind.
In the late 70s, I was working as a mechanic at Wagon Works, and they built a cafe next door called the Cafe Central. They were looking for things to sell in the cafe, and I had actually helped build the kitchen at the cafe and started making chocolates there. But it goes back to my youth when my grandmother and my mother both made chocolates in San Francisco.
What's changed in chocolate production over three decades, and how does Euphoria serve its customers today?
Interestingly, chocolate production hasn't changed a whole lot. The process for melting chocolate and making it into things is pretty much about the same. We have to keep up with trends. I mean, people start putting spices or they start putting this or that in chocolate, and it's important to keep an eye on that. We started out on the cutting edge because we were making a European-style chocolate, but things change over the years, and if you don't adapt to those, you don't stay in business.
And Van, why does a software executive decide to go into the chocolate business?
That's a good question. Actually, early on in my career, I worked in specialty foods. And later on, I developed contract management software for a number of large food manufacturers. Coming full circle, you know, after living outside of Eugene for some time, moved back to Eugene, decided that we wanted to invest in a business here in Eugene, and the Euphoria opportunity presented itself.
Do each of you guys eat chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I eat a fair amount of chocolate.
I don't normally eat it before 8 in the morning.
Oh. But you eat it every day, I take it, Bob.
Yeah, pretty much.
And do either of you have preferences between white chocolate and milk chocolate and dark chocolate?
I'm definitely a dark chocolate person. In fact, in our household, we're kind of a house divided. My wife loves milk chocolate, and I really can't stand milk chocolate. You know, for me, it has to be anything 70% or above. So,
pretty much the same at our house. I'm a dark chocolate fan, and my wife would prefer milk chocolate, but she will eat dark chocolate in a pinch.
Dark chocolate all of a sudden has become a health food. There have been a lot of articles in the paper about how the oxidants in dark chocolate are beneficial. Has that increased the interest among your customers in dark chocolate?
Definitely has. Well, we started out originally making only dark chocolate. It was kind of an anomaly in the industry, particularly around here. We gradually phased in other chocolates as people asked for them. When we started out, it was probably 80 or 90% milk chocolate in the industry, and now it's about half dark chocolate and half milk.
We're speaking with Bob Burry and Van Glass, seller and buyer of the Euphoria Chocolate Company. Bob, have you had any unusual special requests through the years?
Yeah, some of them I can't actually mention. No, we did a chocolate baguette for somebody one time. We molded it out of truffle material and made it look like a baguette. We did a chocolate cucumber. People want us to put objects like rings and stuff in truffles, and we've avoided that because I can only imagine the product liability issue if somebody choked on a ring.
Can you give us a hint about the ones you can't talk about?
They would generally be in the body parts category.
I see. Van, what can Euphoria customers expect from you and Bonnie?
Well, there's a few changes that we're looking to make. The first is that we're hoping to revamp our online presence. We're also looking to update the packaging. But our customers can be assured that we will continue to keep the current recipes for Euphoria chocolate and that the product taste will not change whatsoever.
Did either of you know that in Spain, chocolate was first considered a medicine?
Yes, I did know that, actually.
Yeah, doctors prescribed it for curing fevers and cooling the body and aiding in digestion and alleviating pain.
We are located at 17th Willamette, and there used to be a business located in the same building. It was the Broadway Apothecary, and they do a lot of work with women who are going through menopause. And we had our door on the left and the Broadway Apothecary on the right. And the women would arrive there, and they'd look to the left, they'd look to the right. You could tell they were in a quandary about what they really needed. But it does seem to have a relaxing benefit for some folks.
Bob Burry with his wife Sue Subbott have just sold the Euphoria Chocolate Company in Eugene after founding it in 1980. Van Glass has just bought it. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Claude.
Thank you.
Claude Offenbacher, KLCC News.